Country Z100 Low Cash. I love this life. The 4th of July, Red Lake Dam. We're going to have us a great time on the dam road. That's the name of the road up there. You know that Red Lake always has an amazing fireworks display, and it's always a production out there. And this year, we've got the Bluegill Music Festival. In the studio with me, Andrew Hart joins me this morning. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing so well. Well, I've had a lot of ham, so I'm drinking lots of water.
Good, yeah.
I think we're all in the same boat.
The saltiness of the ham yesterday.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Brother, you're bringing a big-time music festival to Southern Illinois on the 4th of July. How are things going with it, man?
Things are going really well. Look, I cannot take all the credit for it. I've got an amazing team behind me, and we are so excited to bring this to the area. Been wanting to do it for many years. The stars finally aligned after years of, you know, talking about it and you know, being wishy-washy and will it work and how will we do this and we finally just took the plunge about, I don't know, about 13 months ago we started planning it. And and then, you know, it's hard for me to keep a secret. I couldn't talk about it for like 8 months because the last thing you want is you want to say it and then it not happened. I had to keep my mouth shut. And then, you know, when it started coming to fruition, we could not be more excited. So
yeah, it's awesome. What's great is, I mean, you've got these folks like Low Cash Cowboys, which now just Low Cash, by the way.
Yes.
Eli Young Band going to headline this event and to get some names like this. And then all these other bands.
Yeah. I mean, it's a 20 bands. Deal. Yeah, 20 bands on three stages. It's an all day long. Like, what we're trying to explain to people is don't show up at 5 o'clock.
Right.
Get there early because you're going to miss 13 bands if you show up at 5 o'clock. You get your money's worth, you know. Right. So come on out and see all the bands and bring all your friends and family. I mean, it's going to be a huge event. The fireworks show, we've upped it. Now, it's always been the biggest fireworks show in Southern Illinois, but we want to really make sure it is. So we bumped it up a little bit.
Awesome.
So it's going to be bigger than it ever has been. We're pretty excited.
Well, the website is cool, too. I want everybody, if you're listening right now, driving to work, when you get to the office or whatever, go to bluegillfest.com.
Yes, the website has all the information you need. So we really took some time and put together an amazing FAQ page, an info page that answers all of your questions. And then if you have another question, that's totally fine. You email me. My email's on there.
Okay.
You can email the entire team. We're there. And if you have a question about sponsorship, you have a question about being a vendor or just, you know, you have any kind of question, random questions. I've had guys email me about, can I park my boat there? Yes, you can. No problem.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we're gonna have some boat slips. It'll be cool. So we're here to serve you guys. I mean, we want to get the info out.
I guess that's what I really want to envision here, because I'm pretty sure a lot of folks in Southern Illinois are very familiar with the Red Lake Dam and, of course, Red Lake. It's one of the jewels of Southern Illinois. How is this physically going to be laid out, Andrew, when we get there? I mean, do you have an idea how it's going to be done?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, so we've got the CAD drawings, but those are boring. So
Okay.
So, I mean, basically, if you know where the dam is, there's a large parking lot where you park to go visit the dam or go fish at the dam.
Yeah.
That will be the main stage area. Okay. And then we're also utilizing across the street of the dam road, the north grounds. So it'll be kind of a two grounds area, but it sounds like they're separated. They're really not. They're just butted up next to each other.
Gotcha.
And in that area, I mean, it's much larger than you think. When you drive by it, you don't really pay much attention to it, but it's quite some acreage. So we've got plenty of room to have some fun.
So we're going to pack this place up here on the 4th of July. You can get your tickets at bluegillfest.com.
Yep.
And what's really cool too, I mean, you've done a great job at getting, I mean, you've got Murphy 500, Eli Teller. You've got all these local groups that folks go and support already, you know?
We're excited. Yeah, our local support is awesome. And we wanted that. We wanted to, you know, what does Southern Illinois love in their local music? Because we've curated so many amazing artists out of here that have become rock stars. You know, who are those next people going to be? Well, let's get them. Let's bring them in and have a lot of fun. So we've got them, you know, Clayton Anderson. We're announcing someone new that you guys play a lot that I can't say yet because I'll get in trouble, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I want to so bad, but I would get in trouble.
Okay.
But, I would say in the next 2 weeks, we'll be able to announce that artist. So a very familiar artist on Z100 that we're excited about.
Oh, I'm excited too.
Yeah, it's going to be
fun. I was going to ask that as my next question because on the website it says stay tuned.
That's stay tuned, yes.
All right.
Yeah, we're working on it. But we've got a couple other. Oh, I guess I should say John Spicer, local guy. We just booked him. He's not up on the stage. Yeah, so we've got him. That just happened last week, so we'll make the official announcement. But I guess you just heard it here first, so there you go.
There you go. Well, I want to
tell
you.
Hopefully I'm not in trouble.
One of the bands, I'm actually wearing some of their, I
guess, this Cadillac sweat. Jones.
Yeah.
These guys are great. I love these guys.
I went to school with Clint Willis in the band right there. So, I was at a show and I'm like, I want a hoodie. And they gave me a good deal.
I couldn't pass this deal up. $15 for a hoodie.
That's
and
cheap.
that's the going rate price. That's, I said,
yeah.
Normally that's like $50. Dude.
Yeah. Oh, you go to the Rolling Stones. You've never seen anything more expensive.
Oh, I know. Well, here's the thing, y'all. Get your tickets. You know you're going to go anyway.
Yes.
And that's
you
just
know you'll
it.
Be there.
Why not go ahead and for $30 you get all these bands. It's an all day deal. Like, what time are you going to start? You think on the
fourth? So the parking lot's open at 10. Uh-huh. Gates open at 10:30. Music starts on all three stages at 11.
That's going to be incredible, dude.
Yeah, the same note at the same time.
Right.
No, not really.
G.
It's a G chord. Everyone hit a G.
Everybody
sound check.
Do
yeah.
That.
No, everybody starts at the same time. But they'll be staggered. You'll be able to go from stage to stage to stage and watch different bands all day long. So
you buy the ticket. And then you show up and you got get a wristband or something? Is
you
that
get
what
a, yeah, you get a wristband. And then, of course, if you are of age and you want to drink some beer, which is, very American, you can get a wristband.
Hey.
You can do that. We're going to have barbecue from all over the country.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
We're going to have barbecue from, of course, Southern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have barbecue from Austin, Texas, Nashville. Ooh. We're going to have barbecue from St. Louis and Chicago.
Well, I know that you are a food connoisseur like myself.
I try. It's so barbecue is my kryptonite.
Well, I've had, of course, the barbecue here in Southern Illinois is phenomenal. But then I also have had in my life some barbecue out of Texas.
Yeah.
It's all about the beef down there.
Those guys know what's up.
Yeah, man.
They're driving up and they're going to start cooking. If you want to start smelling some stuff, the night before, around midnight, is when they start throwing the pigs in. And
I'm going to love that.
All night long. I'm not going to be able to sleep the night before for many reasons. One of them will be,
it'll
be the smell of the barbecue. Yeah.
My guest is Andrew Hart. And listen, the Bluegill Music Festival, this is going to be something that folks are going to be talking about for a long, long time. I'm looking at the 4th of July. It's actually on a Saturday night. So
it is.
Come on.
So perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Bluegillfest.com. Go there. Get your tickets today. They also have some things, and I just wanted to throw this out here because if some folks wanted to get together, there's a business listening or what have you, you have it's almost like getting a cabana.
Okay.
Poolside. Tell me about this real quick.
This is the Bluegill Lagoon. This is really cool. So we wanted to build, we're going to build a private beach on the grass. So it's going to look like, it's a 60 by 100 foot beach that we're going to build, and we're going to dump like a ton of sand in there.
Okay.
And we're going to build these 20 by 20 foot private cabanas. You get your own swimming pool. You get like hay bales and lawn chairs and an umbrella. It's like you get bottle service so you can order drinks and they bring them to you.
Wow.
And it's for 10 people. And yeah, it's great. So you should check it out. We'll actually have digital renderings of what it'll look like this week. So, and we've already sold like a few of them. So, and there's only, there's limited, we've only got 10 of them available.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah. There's only 10.
Listen, I mean, you go to the website and you'll see a price tag on this. And I'm just going to tell you something. You get 10 of your friends together to go in on it.
It's not bad.
No, it's not at all. In fact,
really
you go to the CMA Music Fest or you go to any of these other places.
You'll pay more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is going to be awesome. Like, I want this.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll get you one.
Okay.
It'll be the Kent Zimmer Lagoon.
All right. And we'll have some kind of like, in my area, instead of the pool, we'll have like the kiddie pool.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. It's a kiddie adult pool.
Okay.
It's an inflatable kiddie adult. It fits 12 people.
I love this.
It's going to be so much fun.
Man, I'm excited, as you can tell. Hey, bluegillfest.com. Go to the website. And once again, Eli Young Band going to be heading this up here. I talked to James Young on the phone line.
That was great.
That was fun. Because first off, I respect the artist. They're up to like 2-3 in the morning anyway, and he still got up, on time.
I know, right?
And that on
his
day off.
Artists are never on time.
I know. But these guys, talk about, a string of hits here. In 2011, Crazy Girl really just went crazy.
Yeah.
So imagine being out there on Wren Lake, the fireworks getting ready to start. You've had barbecue, you've had so much fun with your friends, and they rock on into Crazy Girl.
Yeah.
It'll be a great concert, man.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Well, Andrew, I tell you what, folks are excited about it. Anything else you want to throw out there today, man?
Well, I just want to say thank you for the support. We've had an overwhelming, just outreach. It's incredible. People have really embraced the events. All of your friends will be there. So if you're thinking to yourself, should I go? Yes, you should.
Yes.
And it's gonna be a lot of fun. And they get to hang out with you. You're gonna announce the whole thing, by the way.
Oh,
I don't know if you knew that or not.
Okay, no.
You're the MC.
All right, good. Well, hey, we'll have fun then.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
I'm ready to go catch some bluegill at the same. I mean, heck, in theory, I'd have just packed the fishing pole with me.
And we'll have grills. You can pull out. Yeah, that's the catch of the day, what they say on the menu.
Absolutely. Hey, some bluegill for everybody too.
Yeah.
Check it out, bluegillfest.com. And then, hey, Eli Young Band, Low Cash Cowboys, the whole crew, Andrew Hart, thank you for being here, brother.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for the support.
You are welcome. It's 8:30 here in Southern Illinois. And yes, Eli Young Band will be in Southern Illinois. What a festival this is going to be. The 4th of July at Red Lake. Check it out.